This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome everyone that has just tuned into Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. I'm Alana Ulifi and this is my very, very first time on radio. I just would want to mention that because I'm very excited to host this first edition of Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. Because this is my first edition, I just want to share briefly about the program and also what you are going to expect to hear, and also the importance of the body of Christ. So I've got a very special guest also in the studio that I'm going to introduce you to in a few minutes' time, so please stay tuned. So coming back to Body Matters, what is Body Matters? Body Matters is about anything that concerns the body of Christ. And this is a program that I'm going to introduce you to various people who are involved in ministry, kingdom, and communities. These people are going to share a little bit about their ministry, and my heart is really not just to introduce you to them, but to hopefully connect you to these ministries. I've been in ministry for about 20 years, and I've been really privileged to be to serve in various ministries. And I know that every ministry contributes an important role towards the body of Christ. So just to briefly tell you about the body of Christ, because that's basically the gist of this program. The body of Christ is like one big organism of believers that have various functions that work together to accomplish the same goal. And Romans 12:4 says it so nicely. It says, "For just as we have members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are as one body in Christ and individually members of one another." So I believe that God has called each one of us as believers to function within the body. God has given us gifts and talents to accomplish the calling and purpose that He has for our lives. And wherever God places you, whether it is in ministry, whether it's in business, or even in your home, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, we need to live out that calling that God has called us to do. And when we do that, we become functional in the body of Christ. I just want to quickly just share the scripture in Ephesians 4, verse 4, that says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were once called in one hope of your calling." So I really believe that the goal of this program and through the body of Christ is to see people get saved, healed, delivered, and walking in the fullness of Christ. So I really trust that this program is really going to bless you. But without a further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my very first guest, Dr. Mark Loretz. Dr. Mark Loretz is a business transformation coach and a prophetic advisor, and his kingdom business is called Casting Kingdom. So welcome, Dr. Loretz.
Thank you very much, Alana.
It's so nice to have you here. We're going to be chatting about why is it important to align kingdom business with God's purpose. But before I go there, I just want to share a little bit about Dr. Mark Loretz. He's been basically for 35 years in church and market ministry, and that's a very long time. He's also been an ordained pastor, and I just want to share this, that I've had the privilege to serve under Pastor Mark at Powerhouse International Ministries, and also Mark has been a life and business coach since 2006. He has his PhD in ministry, doctorate in leadership, and last but not least, is the author of the recent published book called The Revealed Kingdom. I also heard that you are busy with a new book. Is that right?
That's correct, Alana. Yes, I'm busy with my second book. Also want to publish it very soon now, in March.
Okay, and wonderful.
Yeah, and it's called God's Kingdom Stewards.
Oh, great. And tell me, is that going to line up with the Revealed Kingdom?
Yes, definitely. It's almost as if the Revealed Kingdom is the foundation or the basis of everything.
Okay.
Because in our lives, we work or we live from God's Kingdom, you know, in every area of our lives, personal, career, business. And so the second book is basically then going to take us further, you know, especially for business leaders, business owners, kingdom business entrepreneurs and so forth.
Now, that's wonderful. I'm definitely going to get you back on this program again just to talk about those two books. But you've been in ministry for so long. I mean, it's 1985 you said you started ministry. Can you just briefly share with everybody how you got involved in ministry?
Yes, Alana. You know, to take it really back from the beginning, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ in 1980. That's when I just surrendered my total life to Jesus.
Sure.
And the next year, 1981, I was at that stage I was in standard, grade 9. And that was the time when Jesus called me into ministry. I actually saw him in a dream.
Wow.
He appeared to me in a dream and he called me. You know, when I saw him, I could see his reflection, but I couldn't see his face because it was just light all over. And but I knew it was him, and he was sort of just standing in a sort of a long passage, and he just winked with his arm, and he knew exactly what he was saying to me, you know, even without words. I knew that he called me to follow him and to work for him. And I surrendered to that immediately. The next day, I just said to my parents, I'm going to follow Jesus in ministry.
Sure.
So that's where it started off. Also, then the next year, 1982, that was the year when I was baptized in water. You know,
okay.
As a believer, I was
yes.
baptized. And then also the same year, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And so my journey just started from there. That's also my kingdom journey that I wrote about in my book, The Revealed Kingdom. So, yes, and after school, after matric, I went to Potchefstroom University for a year to do my BA, just for a year because I was too young for the theological college at that point.
Wow.
And, so then from 1986, I started my journey in the theological college for 3 years and 2 years practice after
okay,
that.
Okay, sure.
So, my ministry years really started in 1985. Where I, as a student, started to also minister in churches and so forth. You know, being in the theological college, also one of the prerequisites is really that you also become involved in church
yes.
practically. And so that's what I started to do from then. And my journey has taken me to this point today.
Sure. And I just like the way that God actually came through for you, that he revealed himself to you through a dream. And I think that is just so powerful because God
yes.
just comes through to different people in different ways. And a dream is always very significant for me.
Yes.
So that is wonderful.
Yeah. After the dream, you know, I can just share this as well.
Yes.
I received confirmations, you know, scriptural confirmations and also from other people, you know, who recognized sort of the calling
yes,
in my life.
Yes.
And I think that's also very important for people who want to venture into working for God in this sense. You know, it can either be church or pulpit ministry, as we call it, or marketplace ministry. You know,
yes.
God is calling people into ministry.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he calls you, there's different ways that he calls you.
Yes.
But there needs to be confirmations on that, especially scripture confirmation, the word of God. And, you know, other confirmations like prophetic confirmations, you
yes.
know, from people. And so there's many other confirmations. But, you know, a person will know, okay, yes, I've been called into ministry.
Yes. Now, I agree with you. I agree with you that confirmation is so important. I think you need to know for sure that this is where God wants you to be. And I think everyone has definitely got a you know, you know when you're called, you know.
Yes.
God will always confirm it through people. And so, that's amazing. I mean, it's been a long time, and I know you've got lots of experience in different areas of ministry, and that's wonderful.
Yes, praise God.
So, yes, we'll be back shortly after this music break. That was Coming Home by Brannon Murphy. And I'm back in the studio with Dr. Mark Lorette, and our topic of discussion is, why is it important to align kingdom businesses with God's purpose? So, Mark, I believe that the Lord has given you a new mandate for this new season. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, sure, Alana. I attended a King's Conference in July 2018. I remember so well. It was a wonderful gathering of believers, business people. And there were some prophetic words that really struck hard in my heart on that day. And also confirmations afterwards, you know, that God gave me, especially that I will need to establish a kingdom company, you know, in the marketplace.
Sure.
Went ahead and I registered my company, Casting Kingdom Pty Limited.
Okay.
I knew that it had to be a Pty Limited, you know, because that's the language also that kings, and when I talk about kings, it's business, kingdom business,
yes,
entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, that's the language that they understand.
Yes, definitely.
So then also early in 2019, I really heard God said to me that a great shift's going to come in my life, so I needed to prepare for that. The Holy Spirit said to me, I need to prepare for the new season and for the new mandate that's coming upon my life. And that's the time also that I felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to do a PhD in ministry.
Okay.
Which I actually started, you know, on that, I can almost say the PhD that also then became this first book, The Revealed Kingdom.
So you got some inspiration.
Got some inspiration already from 2013.
Sure.
You know, but then I worked on it and left it and worked on it. But then I just felt the prompting that I need to complete it.
Okay.
And I did that at the end of 2019. So also the great shift really happened when I handed over the baton to a new pastor, senior pastor, to come in to take my place at the Powerhouse Church in Durbanville.
Okay.
So that happened in September 2019. And then I really felt God was calling me specifically to the business mountain, you know, the economy mountain, to work with kingdom business owners, you know. That was my primary focus and mandate that I felt God was calling me into. And then also during that time, I felt that, you know, that was the fulfillment of a prophetic word that I already received in 2013.
Sure.
By very, very dear prophetic friends of mine.
Okay.
And I want to mention their names, Anton and Kari Smith.
Yes, I know them.
Yes. And, you know, Kari gave me a word in 2013 on a camp, Heaven's View. Where she just prophesied, and I knew it at that time, that there's a double mantle upon my life of church and pulpit ministry on the one hand,
yes,
and also the marketplace ministry on the other hand.
Yes.
So, you know, this was just to me a fulfillment of what God spoke already in 2013, and He prepared me for this time.
Sure, that's awesome.
Yes, so, and again, you know, I got the prompting of the Holy Spirit to complete my preparation for the new and to do a doctorate in leadership, but I felt that was, you know, what was needed. And as God said it to me, those will only be keys for the new platform that He's calling me to, you know. So my life is obedience to the voice of God, irrespective of opposition or criticism that I would receive, you know, and believe me, I received a lot of criticism during the years. But, you know, to me, it's just being obedient to what God tells me to do. So just in a nutshell, to end off your question, is that I believe for this era, I call it not only a season, a new season,
yes,
but it's really a kingdom era that we've entered into, is a twofold mandate. And the first one is to help establish kingdom businesses. God is calling me to help establish in the marketplace kingdom businesses that would represent the kingdom of God in the workplace, in the marketplace. And then the second mandate that God has given me for this time is to establish a kingdom business network. And I'm busy with that now at the moment.
And you're going to share a little bit about what kingdom is, hey?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, so that everybody knows. Yes, I also want to ask you, what is your vision and mission for Casting Kingdom?
Well, Alana, yes. Casting Kingdom has got a vision, and just to put it in a nutshell,
okay,
it is to see business owners, management and staff function with a kingdom pattern of kingdom businesses.
Okay.
To operate on the earth, fulfilling their divine mandates through unique God-ordained services and products. That's just in a nutshell,
okay,
you know, what I see of what Casting Kingdom is going to do.
Okay, so that is the whole business, from that, the top management down to,
correct,
to,
correct,
to every single individual,
yes,
working in that company.
Yes, definitely. So it's, okay, to see that the management, in other words, top management, from the CEO, the owners of a company, whether it's small or medium enterprises or large, you know, that they buy into the whole concept of kingdom businesses.
Yes.
They need to understand that as well. So that's the vision. Mm. And the mission to accomplish that will be for me to establish or generate new kingdom businesses in the marketplace, to transform or convert, what I call activate,
okay,
existing businesses to the kingdom business DNA, and then thirdly, to align or elevate them to God's purposes for the earth, doing business His kingdom
his way.
His
way.
Yes. In other words, God, yeah, is the main partner, mm, in the company. So the slogan, mm, also of Casting Kingdom is to generate, activate, and elevate.
And elevate, yeah. And God's absolute blessings, yeah. Just to quickly, I know that, I want you to tell people, why do you believe that it's instrumental for kingdom businesses to line up with God's purposes?
Well, Alana, I believe at this time that we've entered in the earth, this kingdom era, I believe that we need to understand what has happened in the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere, with regards to businesses in the world. I believe that, you know, during the ages, church has played a really significant role, mm, and function on the earth, the body of Christ, for people to come into God's kingdom. In other words,
yes,
church was the vehicle that God used.
Yes, it was the tool, the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And today it's still the church, but I also believe that the focus really has shifted in a, mm, sense towards the marketplace.
Now, I agree with you. There's, yeah, such a need for moving, not just the church is not the only place, but that, yeah, in your workplace, wherever you are,
yes,
I mean, to
exactly. You know, the thing is, where's the harvest? The harvest is in the world.
That's
the
right,
harvest
that's
is on the
right,
field.
That's what I wanted to say.
And where's the field? It's
yes,
the workplace.
That's right.
You know, it's I really want to say, I think, I believe about 90% of the harvest is in the marketplace.
That's
is in,
right.
It's in the, you know, different segments of the, mm, of the world, you know, businesses, sports arena, you know, arts and culture, you know, the media. Those are all the different areas.
That's right.
Where we can expect the harvest to come in, you know, where people can come into the kingdom of God. So just to answer your question, mm, why I believe that kingdom businesses need to line up with God's purposes is because God has called us into this time, this era. And during this kingdom era, there is a direct interest in businesses as the model that would assist in the advancing of God's kingdom on the earth. I really, mm, believe that will be the model. You know, so kingdom stewards need to steer or remodel their businesses to the kingdom pattern as,
yes,
the way of doing business.
Mm.
In other words, as,
mm,
the way of business operation. You know, there's a...
So
there's
they
a,
become the light.
That's right.
That
that's
attracts,
right. Yes,
yes.
So there's an example. You know, Jesus always my example. He's always,
yes,
my role model. You know, he was consumed by the business of his father at an early age when he was found in the temple. You know, we read about that in Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Can I just read it to you,
yes,
from,
sure,
the Amplified, where he said, you know, that was the whole story, mm, where his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary, were looking for him. Jesus disappeared, and they found him in the temple. And this is what, you know, they asked him about it, and then this is what he replied. He said to them, "How is it that you had to look for me? Did you not see and know that it is necessary as a duty for me to be in my father's house and occupied about my father's business?"
Yes,
you know,
business.
And that is to me a direct link,
mm,
to businesses. In other words, heavenly heavenly-minded thinking, I almost want to call it that way, heavenly-minded thinking in business that affects also the natural on earth, you know, in the business world. So, you know, if you also look at Jesus' life, he was involved in his earthly father's Joseph's carpentry business. You know, he helped his father, his dad, and he grew in favor with God and man. The Bible is very clear about that. So he was occupied with heavenly business to influence earthly business in the same way. That is what's so awesome. You know, this was also to me an indication that earthly businesses can be founded on a heavenly concept, and it can run concurrently with what is released on the earth. Through businesses, through business owners, through you know, business entrepreneurs whose hearts are really in the kingdom of God. You know, they want to see the kingdom of God come in and through their businesses as well, into the lives of other people, of other businesses, you know. So,
And I believe the business is almost like a place where you can evangelize. You can evangelize your workers, you know, bring everybody into agreement, you know, with the body of Christ. And there's a blessing to function within that.
Yes, definitely. You know, the thing is just, to me, there is a very specific approach whenever we do it in the marketplace. You know, we don't want to Bible bash people,
And,
you know, in that sense. But there's a wonderful way of getting people into the kingdom of God. So that's why, to me, it's very important that business owners and entrepreneurs understand what is the definition of kingdom businesses. Can I just share that with you for a couple of minutes? Okay. So, you know, they need to understand or they need to have an understanding of the kingdom of God interacting their world. In other words, their personal lives and also their business lives. It's not as if we go to church on a Sunday and then when we start off with business on the Monday, then we live
two different worlds, yeah.
No, you know, it's sort of intertwined with one another. And it's, you know, there's interaction of God's kingdom also through our businesses. So they also need to have an understanding of kingdom business, you know. It's not just a Christian business. And there's a huge, you know, there's it's quite different. It's another model.
You're gonna share that model a little bit. On that, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so let's define what is a kingdom business. And I define it in the following way. I believe that, and that's also when I start off, you know, with businesses and I bring them onto the kingdom foundation, the kingdom pattern of a kingdom business. Then we start off with this. In other words, I say it is a kingdom business is a heavenly registered, earth planted business or organization, whether it's profitable or non-profitable, and they function within any noble or ethical business industry or sector on the earth. In other words, they will be rendering an ethical and noble service in design or development or manufacturing or distribution or selling products or services that are helpful and beneficial to people providing in their needs. In other words, it's real businesses, you know, who do real services and products to people everywhere, you know, but it's in an ethical and a noble way.
So it's character and the fruits of the spirit.
Yes. Okay. And it's also, I believe, a kingdom business also managed by a leadership of kingdom stewards. Now, I call them kingdom stewards because we are a kingdom business only stewards what belongs to God.
Yes.
And we partner with God in it as business owners and entrepreneurs. In other words, the kingdom business is managed by a leadership of kingdom stewards. And they are engaged in a living and vibrant relationship with God on a daily basis.
Yes.
Then also, I believe a kingdom business is built on kingdom principles as the foundation of operation. You know, that's their business foundation. The way they operate is the kingdom principles. They will not violate it, but they will follow it, you know, because it's like Jesus said, every house that's built on the rock will stand whenever the storm comes against it. And he said that when you listen and implement all the things that he said, that is the house that's built on the rock. So I believe, you know, for a business to survive all the different storms, and I mean, we've come through a very hectic storm in 2020.
With COVID.
With COVID and all of those things, you know. So there's different things that can come, you know, in the path of a business that they need to survive. So if they built on the rock, Jesus Christ, and the principles of the kingdom, you know, there's a wonderful and a great chance for them or opportunity for them to go through it and to survive.
Yes.
I also believe kingdom business, you know, all the people involved there, the leaders especially, they yield to the voice of God through the Holy Spirit, and they are ready to obey any instruction from the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, you know, and that is with regards to anything, strategic and directional decisions that they need to make, you know, marketing,
spirit-led,
all of those things, you know, marketing strategies, all of those different things that they need to hear the voice of God and follow and obey promptly when they hear Him. And then also, in the, I believe that a kingdom business, you know, they are responsive to the equipping ministries, the equipping fivefold ministries that's working within the marketplace. That's the fivefold ministers, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors or shepherds. And the reason for that is they need to be equipped and established and mentored as leaders, you know, within a kingdom culture. Within the workforce.
Okay, do you feel like these businesses need mentors or to guide? Obviously, that's your part that you play, is to mentor them and to guide them and to get them to a point where they can be so, how can I say, so connected to God in that sense that they are spirit led, and just to help them to get their businesses, obviously, you know, to establish that kingdom business.
Yes, definitely. Alana, the thing is, you know, business people need to also embrace the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
Because you know, Jesus gave the fivefold for the equipping of the saints, and the equipping of the saints, not only in the church, but also in the marketplace.
Okay.
You know, so they need to have influence or mentoring or coaching or, you know, prophetic advice and leadership and directional coaching, if I can call it that way, also in the marketplace. You know, it's not to do business, in other words, to do their business, but to help them with a lot of things for them to steer their businesses on the kingdom platform.
Yes, on the right platform.
Yes. Can I also just share with you maybe, you know, the fruit that will come forth from kingdom businesses?
Sure.
Just a couple, to want to mention it to you. You know, an established kingdom business will show the fruit of heaven's investment into the company and, you know, can be recognized as a business where destruction towards any other groups of people or persons are not tolerated or practiced. Secondly, also where the fruit of the Holy Spirit is evident and practiced towards all people without any form of discrimination.
Yes, definitely.
And then also, you know, where the leadership is striving and straining forward towards the fulfilling of the corporate kingdom mandate in their vision and mission of the kingdom company. And then the second last one I just want to mention to you is where kingdom building and planting is evident and progressively advancing.
Yes.
And then the last fruit, I believe, for a kingdom business is where the influence and the strongholds and evil works of the spirit of Mammon, especially, is demolished and destroyed in the marketplace. And that's such a great threat, I almost want to say, and a stronghold that's busy operating in the marketplace at the moment.
Yes. Now, I can definitely imagine, and I think if you've got a leader that is submissive and obedient to the word of God, I believe that that leader of that business, that things will filter through, you know, to every individual. And yes, that is amazing. We are going to take just a short break, music break, and we will be back shortly. That was A Little Closer by Group One Crew. And I have Dr. Mark Lorette in the studio, and our topic of discussion is, why is it important to align kingdom businesses with God's purpose? Mark, I just wanted to ask you, don't you want to share some testimonies that you had of businesses or people that experienced breakthrough? Yes. In this regard.
Yes, Alana, there are so many, but one that specifically stands out for me recently now actually was my brother, who's a structural engineer, and his company, I remember many years ago, before the year 2000, he asked me to pray with him for a name for his company, and we got the name Hokma.
Hokma,
which means skillful. Skillful and wisdom. Those were the people who were building and constructing the temple of Solomon.
Wow.
And so that was his company's name. And then last year with COVID also obviously, you know, went through a difficult time as well.
Yes.
And at some point he phoned me and he said to me that his company is, you know, he can still go on for 2 weeks. Then he needs to close down the company. And I said to him, no, we're going to pray because I mean, I believe that, you know, this company should go on.
Yes.
And I remember the next day or so while I was traveling early in the morning, I just got this very strong prompting of the Holy Spirit to pray into a certain direction because he was waiting for a couple of contracts to come through. But there was this one specific contract, and it's a very, very big contract of millions of, you know, worth of value to it, to the contract.
Yes.
And it would keep him busy for the next 2 years. So I just felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to pray into that and to declare it. So, you know, in one of the programs that I'll mention in a little while, there was the one key that, that you use for breakthrough is your spirit-filled declarations. And I felt in my spirit to do that. And I declared into the realm of the spirit and I prayed and I released, you know, and I decreed as the Spirit of God led me to specifically on this one project and, you know, specifically what it needs to do and what it, you know, what needs to come through as a breakthrough. And, you know, I did that. And a couple of days later, 2 or 3 days, my brother phoned me and he said to me that that contract came through for this company.
That is amazing. You know?
So there was a wonderful breakthrough for his company.
So while we're on that, I just want to share with you that Pastor Mark is going to do an activation prayer in a few minutes. So stay tuned. And also, I'm going to give Dr. Mark some details to you. So please, if you need to get a pen and paper, just get something handy. You can jot it down. I'm going to give it to you at the end of the program. So yes, so my final question to you is, before we do the prayer activation, is I see that you offer direct consulting and do online and on-site programs. Can you elaborate a little bit and just tell us about how, what the course consists of and how you present it and, yeah, who can get involved and how you can get involved?
Definitely. Thank you, Alana. Well, the services that I do consist of direct consulting. So we'll go into the company and do direct consulting with them. Also do prophetic insight and advice. Obviously, you know, when they buy into the whole concept and I start to journey with them.
I'll work with them.
I work with them, you know, and then I'll wait on the Lord and I'll, as the Lord leads me, you know, when it comes through, sometimes through dreams, he will show me things or just, you know, words of knowledge or, you know, just a word that comes up or whatever, in whatever way, I will then, you know, share it with the leadership. And so prophetic insight and advice. Also, I do personal development consulting for personal growth of people, you know, within their...
That's the individuals.
For individuals, one-to-one, or with small groups as well. And then also do principal coaching and mentoring with the leadership or, you know, with the leadership team or management team or whatever. And then also do management strategizing sessions with the people. So the programs that I actually do is I've got three different programs that I run in the marketplace. And the one is an 8-week breakthrough journey.
Okay.
There's 8 keys that God gave me in the first, from the 1st of August 2014 until the 8th of August, over 8 days, God gave me 8 keys.
Sure.
There was a wonderful, massive download, and that program is called, you know, a New Beginnings Breakthrough.
Okay.
And all, you know, also the thing is, we find ourselves in New Beginnings today. Currently, there's a lot of people, a lot of businesses who find themselves in New Beginnings.
Yes.
New Beginning is not starting over necessarily, but New Beginning is starting on the next level. So I take them through this whole program where they can get their lives or their businesses back on track, where they can discover new opportunities and where they align with their specific purpose for what God has called them, you know, during this time.
Yeah.
So that's an 8-week journey that I take them through.
So you take them actually to the next level.
The next level, you know. So there's 8 keys, like I mentioned to you, 8 different keys. And those are keys like, you know, the intimate presence of God, the breaking of strongholds, to establish a kingdom mindset, covenant of promises, spirit-filled faith declarations, the birthing of the aligned dreams, spirit-led goal setting, and faith in action. Those are the different keys that I work on with them as I journey with them.
That's great. I was going to ask you if you're prepared to share those keys with us, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah. And then the next program that I use is what I call Kingdom Business Foundation Program. That's a 12-week on-site or online, with Zoom or whatever. We can also do it for businesses that's far away.
And it probably also just depends on the whole COVID, where we are.
Yes. But, you know, to me, that's this program will help them to establish their kingdom business on the foundation of the kingdom business pattern or foundation. You know, they will discover kingdom strategies and they will discover how to do business God's way. So there are different phases that I will take them through during that program. There's 4 different phases. If I can just quickly elaborate on that.
Please mention that.
Phase 1 will be a kingdom business DNA, where we establish the DNA of the kingdom business. Mm. In other words, I'll find out from them, are they legitimately doing business from heaven to earth, you know, to establish their business from heaven to earth. And then we just establish the whole DNA of their company or their business, doing business. In other words, have the permission and have the blessing of God upon their business, doing business in this world.
Okay.
The second phase, we will move over to the call to the kingdom mandate. In other words, we will discover what's their mandate.
Okay. So why you work with their company's principles and combine that.
Correct. What is their specific mandate for the earth? In other words, what has God called them to do
specifically
in the marketplace? Then phase 3, we will go on to kingdom leadership model. We will establish the model of the kingdom leaders. In other words, if you are a kingdom leader or a kingdom business entrepreneur or a kingdom financier or a kingdom partner and shareholder, you know, there's different functions within the marketplace.
Yes.
Then we need to understand, you know, what does those different leaders look like? What do they look like? What are the characteristics of a kingdom business leader, kingdom business entrepreneur?
And you can also work with them, obviously, individually in that area.
Correct.
To establish that.
Yes. And then the fourth phase will be kingdom business strategies. Then we'll work around the different strategies that God will activate for that specific company, you know, through marketing or the products that they do, the service that they do, you know, what are the different strategies. And there, under that phase, we will also then talk about different mantles, mantles that will rest on the kings, you know, or whatever calling God has called them.
Yes, as a personally,
you know,
within the company.
Within the company, the different leaders that's involved in the company. So we talk about blueprints, you know, we'll talk about anointings, you know, mantles, assignments, you know, all those things. It's, it's a really sort of a
very comprehensive
discovery, I want to call it that way.
Yes, definitely. You know.
So during that time, they will get 12 principal coaching and mentoring principles. They'll also get the Revealed Kingdom book and then also God's Kingdom Stewards book. You know, that's also part of the whole package. So there's different packages that's made up of this.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then the third program that I also run within different companies is what I call just the Transformation Mentoring Program. It's an 8-week one-to-one program where I help people to activate their divine calling, do kingdom principle coaching as well, and then what's their life calling and purpose. In other words, why do they exist on the earth?
Okay.
You know, as a business person or business leader. So I help them one-to-one coaching and mentoring on that.
Yeah, to discover who they are.
Correct.
And their purpose.
Yes. Mm. And then just to move on briefly to the network. So that's the second fold, or the second purpose of what I'm doing, is what I will be calling Casting Kingdom Business Network. So it's to to get kingdom business entrepreneurs together on one platform,
okay,
and to grow this network where they interact with one another and do business collectively together with one focus, and that is kingdom projects.
Yes.
You know, the kingdom of God in the marketplace, but kingdom projects.
Yes.
And it's also a flow of finances and resources towards that for what God has called us all to do.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely wonderful. It's a mouthful. I think you've got so much things that you're offering. And yeah, so I want to wish you everything of the best for this, for this new venture and the new mandate that God has given you. And I think that any company that's going to participate in this is going to be not just individually blessed, but I know the whole company is going to be blessed, because it's just, you know, God's heart for all of us to walk in that purpose that God has given us. And if we can live it out in the business and wherever we are. And I know there's a lot of people that don't really know where they fit in. And I think what you can offer people individually, you know, to finding that where do I belong? How can I slot who I am into where I am and what I do? So I think that is absolutely amazing. But yeah, I think everybody's waiting for a bit of prayer activation. So for all of you out there, yeah, so get ready. I'm going to get Pastor Mark to start off with the prayer activation. So, yeah. So, yes, we can start.
Okay. Well, let's come into agreement, because prayer activation is also about agreement. Matthew 16 and Matthew 18 is very precise on that whenever two on earth would agree upon anything, you know, it will be done for them, from the Father that's in heaven. So let's just, where you are at the moment, let's just pray over your life, over your business, just for God through His Spirit to activate something within you as we pray. So yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we thank you that we can be together. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you that we can be alive today. Thank you that we can exist in this world, and that you've got wonderful callings and functions for each and every one of us. And Father, I pray for this, for everybody listening to this recording now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will experience something within their hearts right now, Father, as you touch them, as you stir them through your Spirit, and Father, as you touch these business entrepreneurs, and that you call them, Father, that they will also become aware of your calling upon their life, upon their lives, Father, upon their businesses, what the different functions are for what you've called them to be. Father, I pray that there will be an activation of kingdom stewardship within their lives right now. Father, that there will be an activation of kingdom business, a calling of kingdom business upon these wonderful leaders that you've called for this time that we are alive in, Father, and that they will play a wonderful and a significant role in the kingdom of God upon the earth, that heaven will come to earth, that heaven will come and manifest in a wonderful way through their lives, through their businesses. So Father, I pray for different mantles. I pray for different blueprints. Father, I pray for callings. I pray for your design, your purposes upon their lives. Father God, I pray for assignments to come to them. Father, I pray for kingdom projects. They will start to understand what it's all about. But Father, I pray that there will be a stirring and a blessing that will now be released upon their lives now, an anointing that will flow upon them right now, Father, and they will recognize the calling of God upon their lives.
Thank
that they will recognize right now, Father, they exist for a specific purpose. Their business, their company exists for a specific purpose, and that they will fulfill it to the honor and to the glory of Father God, of Jesus Christ, of Holy Spirit, Father, for your kingdom and for the sake of your kingdom upon this earth. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I pray this and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark. That was amazing. Yeah, I trust that this program has really blessed you, because we've come to the end of this program. And I just want to say, if you feel that your business, no matter how big or small, needs what Mark has to offer you, I want you please to contact him, even if it's just to chat, even if you just want to connect with him. And so I just want to give you his email address, and that is mark@castingkingdom.net, or you can contact him on his cell on 08-44-46-7-888. And I'll repeat that. It is mark@castingkingdom.net or his cell 08-44-46-7-888. So, Mark, thank you.
Thank you very
so
much,
much for coming. And I'm really going to get you back again. And we're just so excited to hear about your two books, your new books. And so, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Alana. Okay.
So thank you for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody in the body matters. And we'll meet again next Saturday, the same time, same frequency, with more great conversation. From me, Alana Willifee, goodbye and stay blessed. Stay tuned for our next program, Voice of Change with Lauren Jacobs.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.